You know, folks, welcome. Coach Dave here. You know, the Bible says that if the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And man, if you're not in a state of mourning now about where we are in America and what's happened to us, and those of you who connect in here regularly know that I stay in the exact same place, that the mess that we're in is all happening because of the silence of the American church. We're permitting it to go on. And we're going to appeal to the Lord again tonight that he would do great and mighty things in our midst. He would do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. And those of us who are in here and those of us who are part of this gathering, this prayer gathering tonight, we believe that about the Lord. We believe in the supernatural. We believe that he is the King of the Kings and he is the Lord of the Lords. And he's above every name. The name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. We believe the greatest days of the American church are ahead of us and not behind. The greatest revival the world has ever seen is on the horizon. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity to be here. We thank you for this technology. We thank you for Jonathan coming in and giving us his time to do this. We thank you for all those who are gathered here. And Father, we pray for a spirit of boldness to come upon every person in this queue, Lord. And that devil whispers in there, says, y'all, you can't pray. You don't know what you're doing. You're not going to be strong enough, Lord. We just rebuke that in Jesus' name. And Father, we just ask that you would fill every one of us with your precious Holy Spirit. And that your word, you said you sent your word and you healed them. So Lord, you have the ability to send your word. And Lord, we're going to repeat and send your word tonight. And we believe that you're going to do great and mighty things in our midst. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I'm going to open with a hymn. Go ahead and play that, Jonathan, if you would, please.
Shadow, you win every battle. nothing can stand against the power of our God. In almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. In almighty fortress, you go before.
Heavenly Father, you told us in your word, all power is given unto me both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore, teach them to observe all I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. And Lord, we believe you to be a man of your word. And Father, we just pray that you would strengthen us, and that you would direct us, and that you would give us the words, Lord, that would be pleasing in your sight and pleasing in your heart. We pray, Lord, that you would tear those kingdoms down in Jesus' name. I'm going to start with Linda Tibbs. She's tried the last couple of nights to be able to get in and hasn't been able to do it. And we got her on the cell phone tonight. So, Linda, God bless you for your persistence. And the floor is yours, dear.
Thank you, Coach. Let me know if I'm not loud enough.
You're fine.
My kids say I am plenty loud. Okay, producer, if you will, put up Proverbs 6:12-19. I'm using the New King James Version.
Okay, it's up.
A worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. He winks his eyes, he shuffles his feet, he points with his fingers. Perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually. He sows discord. Therefore, his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly, he shall be broken without remedy.
Amen.
These six things the Lord hates. We're seeing them all happen right now during the convention, the satanic convention. Yes, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and Lord, you have seen every drop, and it will be repaid. A heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and again, one who sows discord among the brethren.
Amen.
And then, if you will put up Psalm 37, verse 12 and 13. I can't see it, so you have to let me know.
It's up. It's up.
The wicked plots against the just.
Yes, they do.
Doctor, of course, now I can't say his name. But
Corsi.
Corsi. I was going to say Corsini. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming.
Yeah, his day is coming. Amen.
Amen. And then Psalm 67, verse 1 and 2.
Give us a second. All right.
And this is my plea. God, be merciful to
yes,
us
Lord.
And bless us and cause his face to shine upon us so that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations.
Amen.
Last verses, are Psalm 68, 1 through 4. Just let me know.
It's up.
Okay. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. Amen. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God.
Amen.
That's heavy. But let the righteous be glad and let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds.
Amen.
By his name, Yah, and rejoice before him.
Mm.
Father, I just ask you, we are in dire need of your truth and justice. You and you alone are our King, lawgiver, and judge. You know the end from the beginning. There's nothing hidden that you won't expose. And we are praying for that exposure, Lord, in your time and your way. Just show us your way, Lord. And we just look to you only. And I just pray that in Jesus' mighty name, that you give us the direction, the timing, everything that is needed for these horrible, evil plans to be exposed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Linda, thank you for your persistence. Sorry you haven't been able to get in.
That's okay. Amen. Third time's a charm. It's my old equipment.
Bless you, dear. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bob Connors, come on in. You can stay. My wife's walking away from me. Clint, Pastor Clint, go ahead. Bob Connors, listen, folks. Again, I forgot to say this. Once we call on you, you have to unmute yourself. If you don't unmute yourself, we can't hear you. Go ahead, Clint, Pastor Clint.
Coach, we're going to be in Habakkuk chapter 1. I think a lot of people are feeling what Habakkuk did. Chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. And then chapter 2, 1 and 2.
Okay, Habakkuk 1's up there, Pastor.
O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear, even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save? Why dost thou show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention.
Amen.
Therefore, the law is slack, and judgment does never come forth. Go forth. For the wicked does compass about the righteous, and therefore wrong judgment proceeds. Mm. I think a lot of us are just waiting on the Lord, but he says, In 2 verse 1, I will stand upon my watchtower and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I will answer when I am reproved. Mm. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it.
Amen.
Then he tells him, and he says, in verse 12 there, woe unto him that builds a town with blood and establishes a city by iniquity. And then we read, I'm going to be real quick, then we read in Psalms 138, 2 and 3.
It's up.
I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy love kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name.
Because if his word is no good, his name is no good, brother.
Absolutely. In the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Father, we do feel like Habakkuk. We feel like that the wicked is closing in. We feel like that you're not doing your job sometimes. But Lord, I know when we call upon you, that your word tells us that vengeance is yours. You tell us that we will have victory. That's what your word says. And Lord, you say that you take your word above your name. Lord, your word says, suffer not a witch to live. Suffer not a witch to live. But then you tell us that the is yours. So Lord, I'm praying vengeance upon all witches that is attacking anybody in this queue today. I pray for Coach Dave. I pray, Father, that you will take vengeance against his enemies. I pray, Father, for those that wanted to mess things up this morning, Lord, that you would cut them off. Lord, I pray against the Democratic Party. I pray against what is going on in Chicago as we speak, as they have child sacrifice. It is unheard of. And I pray against the churches that don't care. I pray, Father, that you would raise up the churches that are righteous. And Lord, the churches that are with the world, Father, expose them. Lord, we ask. We're in such dire strait. I know how Habakkuk felt when you were using the wicked to judge the righteous. Lord, we're going to stand on our watchtower, and we're going to watch you answer the prayers of the saints. Lord, we lift you up. We love you tonight. And Father, let us have confidence that you are in control. Vengeance is yours. That's what your word says. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Clint. God bless you. All right, Bob Connors, I don't want to skip you. If you just logged in there, that's fine. If you want to pray, you can come in now. It says Barb Connors. I'm sorry, Barb. I'm sorry. You just have to unmute yourself. Go ahead, Betty, and then we'll come back to Barb. Good. Thank you, Betty.
You're welcome. Is this any way to run a country? Is there an honest politician in the House? Behind the scenes, you weave webs of deceit. Behind closed doors, you make deals with demons. The wicked crawl from the wrong side of the cradle. Their first words out of the wounds are lies. Poison, lethal rattlesnake poison, drips from their forked tongues.
Amen.
Deaf to threats, deaf to charm, decades of wax build up in their ears. God, smash their teeth to bits. Leave them toothless tigers. Let their lives be buckets of water spilled. All that's left, a damp stain in the sand. Let them be trampled grass, worn smooth by the traffic. Let them dissolve into snail slime. Be a miscarried fetus that never sees sunlight. Before what they cook up is half done, God, throw it out with the garbage. The righteous will call up their friends when they see the wicked get their reward.
Amen.
Serve up their blood in goblets as they toast one another. Everyone cheering. It is worth it to play by the rules. God is handing out trophies and tending the earth. Father God, we have so much to be thankful to you, including the fact that you chose to wake us up today to experience another beautiful day of life. We give you praise, honor, glory, and thanks, for you alone are worthy. If men struggle with each other and strike a woman with child so that she gives birth prematurely, yet there is no injury, he shall surely be fined as the woman's husband may demand of him, and he shall pay as the judges decide. But if there is any further injury, then you shall appoint as a penalty life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, bruise for bruise. You shall not murder. Now behold, just as your life was precious in my sight this day, so let my life be precious in the sight of the Lord, and may he rescue me from all distress. You shall not eat anything with the blood, neither shall you use deviation nor witchcraft. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks upon you. I am the Lord. Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness. As for the person who turns to mediums and to spirits to play the harlot after them, I will also set my face against that person and will cut him off from among his people. Now a man or a woman who is a medium or a spirit shall surely be put to death. They shall be stoned with stones. Their blood guiltiness is upon them. Why do the wicked live to reach old age and increase in power and wealth too? They say to God, turn away from us. We have no desire to know your ways. May they become like straw, blown away before the wind, like a chaff that's swept off by a storm. Their own eyes will see their destruction, and they will drink the wrath of the Almighty. Thank you for this group of Christian warriors who are willing to stand up for you. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for the blessings over us. Thank you, Father, that you're able to bring hope even through the toughest of times, strengthening us for your purposes. Thank you for your great love and care, grace and mercy. Even when we fail, you never let us down. Help us to set our eyes and our hearts on you. Renew our spirits. Fill us with peace, hope, and joy. Father, you promised us a hope and future, but you did not promise us tomorrow. Thank you, Father, for all you do in us and for the hope we have in spending eternal life with you. In the precious name and blood of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Betty.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Betty. Brad Smith. Come on in, Brad.
Unmute, Brad. Come on in.
Okay. Brad, you just need to touch and unmute if you want to pray. If you don't want to pray, that's okay, brother. But your hand is up. Still not happening for him. Keep working with it, Brad. Barb, you can come on back in.
There you okay, go. I'm on. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, God gave me a word and he humbled me. Father God, we come to your throne of grace right now. And Father, I thank you for humbling me and correcting me, God, because I tell you what, I was putting you in a box. And you are the God of the impossible, Lord. You are so big and I made you small, Lord, because the most impossible thing I can think of right now is for the souls of the lost of this Democratic convention to be saved. God, I put you in a box. And the whole purpose of Jesus on the cross was to save. Your forgiveness and what you did on the cross is the single biggest powerful tool against the enemy. And Father God, you reminded me I was putting myself above people. And I was a sinner just like them. And I'll confess to you, folks, when I was growing up as a young girl, a young teen, I didn't think abortion was wrong. I didn't think sleeping around was wrong. I was a sinner, and I'm still struggling with sin, but I'm a sinner, and so are all of we. We started somewhere, and somebody prayed my soul. They prayed for me like they prayed for Russ Dizdar, like people prayed for everyone on this call to come to Christ. And God, you put it on my heart to confess to you, I'm sorry for my pride. Oh, I'm a Christian. I'm better than you. Look at me. I wouldn't do that. Well, you know what? I used to think that way. And you are the God of the impossible. And when people pray, God, I know there's reprobate minds there. I know some of them are beyond salvation. And God, I ask right now, you make them ineffective for the kingdom of darkness, those reprobate minds. But for those, God, that are still savable, God put an unction on our hearts to do the hardest thing in the world, and that is to love our enemies and to pray for them. And the biggest blessing I could ever give them is to pray for their salvation, God. God, take the blinders off their mind from the small g God of this world, Father. Open their eyes. Jesus came. He came to set the captives free, to give sight to the blind. Oh, God, if these aren't captive, I don't know who are. They're captive. They're blind. They're slaves to sin, God. They're slaves to fear and power and lust. They don't even know it. They're so deceived, God. And I'm just going to pray the impossible prayer with impossible faith, because this sounds like the most ridiculous thing I can ask for. But you are a big God. Oh, Father in heaven, let us be strong. Put a passion in our hearts to pray for our leaders sincerely, God, like we would pray for our own children, our own grandchildren, God. You called us to love. Jesus loved the difficult people. He loved the ones. He wants none to perish. And Father, in Matthew 5:45, you say, but I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Well, they hate us. Mm. And the only thing I can think of is to pray for their souls, for those that you know could be saved, because we know there are those that won't. And God, I ask you in Jesus' name, render them ineffective for the kingdom of darkness, however you see fit. Not mine to judge. My mind is full of vain imaginations. Only you have your perfect will. And I know this prayer is in your perfect will, because you want none to perish. Your word says it. You're not slack concerning your promise, as some men count slackness, but you are long-suffering to us. We're not willing that any, it didn't say a few, it said any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God, let's steal from the devil's team. Let's bring them over into the kingdom of darkness. Let's weaken them by bringing them over. And God, I pray for those that turn to you, protect them, protect their families, because all hell is going to break loose against them, God. Maybe it's just one soul. Maybe it's five. Maybe it's 10. Oh, but God, you have a party in heaven for everyone that comes to you. Oh, Father, thank you for reminding me where I came from. I came from darkness. I came from sin. And you brought me into the kingdom of light, just like all of us. We're all Amen. Sinners. Amen. We're all sinners. And I thank you, God, for reminding me of what you promised us. Father, send your spirit. Send your spirit, God. Take the blinders off the mind that were put there by the small g God of this world. You can make him a small quivering molecule in front of us at the end of time, where we say, was he the one that caused all that trouble? Well, that's his word. If you can do that, God, you can save these. You can put the circumstances in their lives to bring them to their knees. You can do the unthinkable, the things that we can't even imagine, to convict their souls of what they're doing, God. To bring them to the change into a new creature in you, God. That's the only way they'll change. And Father God, help their souls. God, help their souls if they don't choose you. God, help their souls if they ignore. God, help them. But Father God, we are called to stand in righteousness. We are called. And that's the hardest thing. Father, if Corrie Ten Boom can forgive the man who killed her sister through the help of the Holy Spirit, if the mother whose child was killed by the drunk driver can forgive that man and pray for him and help him, oh God, you can forgive these people. With your help, we can pray for them. With your help, we can intercede, God. Because when we look at the whole thing, we are all sinners. And God, they are desperately in need of you. And Father, for those that just continue in their wickedness, I just pray, make them ineffective for the kingdom of darkness, Lord. And I thank you for the people that prayed us in, and let us pass that on. Let us obey your command, God. And I know we do pray against the spiritual wickedness in high places and every demon of hell that's coming after us. And the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. We render you ineffective through the Lord. We need to submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, and he will flee. Well, let's humble ourselves and resist the devil, and he will flee. God will lift up the humble, and he'll put down the proud. But God, I thank you for this word, Father. I thank you for the conviction. I thank you for your forgiveness, God. And I'm looking for that miracle. I'm looking for that miracle, Lord. You know, you can save Jim Carrey. You can save these people. You could save Son of Sam. David Berkowitz was a believer. There's nothing impossible for you. So I'm going to pray the crazy prayer of impossibility. And I'm going to put it in your big hands in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Barb. Thank you. Thank you. Brad, want to try it again there, brother? I think sometimes that happens. I think you hit the wrong button and got disconnected. Hi, Brett. Come on in.
Hey, Coach, it's an honor to be back in the locker room. Last night, we went to Ezekiel 9, and we cried out against the abominations in our midst. Tonight, let's go to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. I'll never forget, Coach, you letting us know in verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Follow me. Let me read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Amen.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, even the wickedest of the wicked that openly worship Lucifer. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. And verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, not in front, but follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to gather in the team as we aren't prepared to stay in the prayer closet. This team goes out on the streets. So let me be a small encouragement to this team with the great coaching and the players that we have. Let us just be humbled as we move forward with that righteous standard that can only be found in Scripture. And I pray in the name of my Lord, Savior, and King, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brett. Dave, Sherry.
Good evening. Hi, everybody. Hi, Coach.
Ooh. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, I'm looking for Joshua 1:9.
Hmm.
Thank you.
It's up there.
Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity for our feet to be your feet. Lord, thank you for sending us. Thank you for commanding us where to go. Father God, I thank you that we're not deceived, Father, and that we are of good courage and we are strong because of your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father God, for the people in this queue that have united with one another, with you, Father God. I just thank you that we are more than conquerors, and that we are bold, and we are strong, and that there is a mission for each of us, Father. And I believe, Father God, as you direct our footsteps now, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for this opportunity to come together.
Yes.
With kindred spirits, Father. I thank you, Father. We have so much to be grateful for, Lord. And I most of all, I thank you for the fact that we are winning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come Amen. Quickly. Do a mighty work through each and every one of our footsteps, Father. And we will give you the honor and the glory and the praise that's so due to your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sherry. Lauren.
Let's do this. In the mighty name of the one
that saved our lives, Jesus Christ. We come before you. As you have laid this on my heart, the battle belongs to you. It does not belong to us. We are your kids, and we are coming boldly into the throne room of heaven, into your courts. We thank you. We praise you because you told us to do that. We are thanking you for the victory. We are thanking you for you defeating our enemy. You are a God of love. You love to protect your children. You will and have laid down your life for us. We have sinned against you, and only against you have we done this evil in your sight. And you have seen the evil in Chicago. The Nile has turned red. That was a prophetic sign of all the bloodshed from the babies dying on demand, men being sterilized, lives being destroyed by a knife and an agenda. But you, Lord God, will raise up that standard because you are the promise. You promised, you are truth to come against the lie. This battle belongs to you. We are standing firm together with our shields raised high, locked to protect what you have called, to quench every fiery dart of the enemy and every witch's brew, satanic brew, demonic entity that has come against you and said that they are God. May you deal with them accordingly to what you know. You know who will be saved. And I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you show up in the Chicago Stadium tonight, and all of your glory falls into that stadium, fire by night, and that you paralyze the throats of every single speaker in that arena.
Amen.
And that you will confuse every single person that's hearing. As they try to speak, everybody's confused. They start turning on one another. Snakes eat their own. The Black Widow, who is what's standing there with Oprah and Michael, Michelle, whatever, is all there, and Clinton and all the rest of them. Let those Black Widows eat each other. Let those Jezebels turn on each other. And Lord God, may the same thing happen to these Jezebels that happened to Jezebel when she was here on this earth. And all the Ahabs that joined with her, Lord God, do your thing. Lord, all these rituals that have taken place, Satan has lied to them and thought they had power. They are going straight to hell. It's a one-way slide right into the gates of hell. And Lord God, I'm asking you to reveal every single lie and stop it. Not because we deserve it, but because you love your kids and you have mercy on us and you want to protect us because you love us, and that you will deal with this enemy. Because your time is coming. And Jesus, whether you come back on your horse with the angel armies and it's Armageddon, whether it's you're meeting whoever's going to die in the next minute, is going to meet you, Jesus, face to face. And we need to be concerned about the souls that don't know you. And forgive the church that has mocked you. The Barbie and Ken dolls that grabbed a microphone, that have mocked you and have fed your sheep AstroTurf and not green grass, that have led your lambs straight to the slaughter through the gates of hell. May you rescue your lambs. May you deal with every false pastor that's raised his voice against you or her voice against you, that has mocked you. Mocked you from the pulpit, have taught false gospels, have you taught a lie that you said in your word, you hate liars, you hate gossips, you hate slanderers, and you hate preachers who lie about you and gossip about you from their pulpit because they're repeating something that they heard from someone else. They have not studied your word and showed themselves approved. They've stolen your word like a thief, and they've proclaimed your word as their word. They have lied. So, Father God, do your thing. You are so good and you are so righteous, and you told us to walk humbly with you, to seek your mercy, to seek your justice. You said for us to do this. You said that there's healing in your wings. And you know what? You are the God of all hope. And right now we need your hope. Coach needs your hope. Michelle needs your hope. Their kids need, their family needs, every single one. You know their names. You know who they are. They need you. And Coach and Michelle's marriage needs you, because Coach isn't just Coach. He's just Dave Dobemeyer. He's your son, Michelle's husband. He's got kids, got grandkids. He's a brother. He's a brother-in-law. He's a son. He's an uncle. He's a friend. May you minister, Lord, and meet him in those places. It's just Dave. He's just Dave. But he has a voice in Proverbs 31, 8, and 9 that said, raise up your voice for those who have appointed to die. And Coach has done that. He's done that. And you brought all of us into this huddle. And you're teaching us how to play. And you're teaching us how to go on the field where we need to go and where we need to do a tush push now. We have to come together, sweaty, all bloody, everything, and do the tush push as he calls the play and tells us exactly what to do. Because Jesus Christ, you are the wisdom, you are the knowledge, you are the understanding, and we need you right now. We need you in 10 seconds, and we need you to go into this future and to protect us from whatever Fauci and his little minions and in Soros and that other dude that thinks that he's going to tell us that we're going to own nothing and be happy. Well, Lord, deal with him and show him how he owns nothing, and he's not going to be too happy. Carl Schwab. Lord, do it. Do it, because you love us and we need you so desperately. And the city of Chicago, Lord God, just send your glory. Please, I live here. Please, so that your glory is the ripple effect around this. That's the shot that's heard. Your glory, the cross of Jesus Christ, the hope of Jesus Christ. So thank you for loving us and loving this Chicago girl from the South Side who just isn't nobody, wanting to tell everybody how you saved my life. And I get the honor and the glory because you put me in this huddle. Thank you for such a time as this. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us, thank you for giving us our daily bread, Jesus Christ, forgiving us of our sins as we forgive those who are doing these evils right now. And that you will protect us from the evil one, because all glory and honor belongs to you, Almighty God, in the sweet, beautiful, loving name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Laura. John.
Thanks, Coach. How you doing, everybody? Mr. Producer, I think it's Jonathan. Would you turn over to 1 Timothy chapter 2, please? I'm going to read this out of the NIV. I'm going to read up to verse 4. It says, I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings, and for those in authority, that you may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. This is good and pleasing to to our God and our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
I just want to come into agreement, Lord, with Barb in praying for our adversaries. Lord, we've probably seriously missed this, where we should be praying for them on a regular basis, as your word says. And then it says that we would live lives that are peaceful and quiet. And we do have peace, sort of, but it's not what, again, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for not praying for those that are in authority. Lord, you said that your word goes forth out of your mouth, and it accomplished what it is sent to do, and it prospers in the thing whereunto it is sent. So Lord, we ask that you would send your word to this convention. We ask that you would, Holy Spirit, you were sent to guide the believer into all truth, but to convict the world of sin and guilt according to righteousness. So we ask that you would convict them of their sin and their need for Jesus Christ as their Savior. We ask, Lord, that you would set them free from this power of darkness. Lord, you also tell us that there's the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so they can't see the true and glorious light of the gospel, and that we should bind that strong man. So we take the strong man out, Lord, and we ask that you would retake the ground in this convention, and that you would bring salvation, and you would restore these people, Lord, set them free from their darkness. We lift them up to you, as Barb said, and we ask, Lord, for their salvation, Lord. You saved Paul, and look what Paul did. So, Lord, for those that there's redemption left for them, Lord, we pray for their salvation, and we ask, Lord, that you would set them free and bring them home in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I also want to lift up to you Dr. Corsi again. Lord, give Dr. Corsi wisdom and to prioritize the tasks of each day. Guard Dr. Corsi against the tyranny of the urgent, and help him to discern what is the most important thing to do, because time is of the essence. And every minute and every day, Lord, help him to discern what it is you want him to do, Lord, and protect him and guide him and lead him. Lord, you said in Psalm 18, you sent your lightning bolts and your arrows to scatter and rout your enemies. So, Lord, we ask that you would do that for Dr. Corsi. We ask that you would scatter and rout his enemies, Lord, with your lightning bolts and your arrows in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you would protect him, guide him, and lead him. Let his steps be ordered completely by you. And, Lord, the last thing I want to pray is I want to pray for the church. Lord, I pray that truth and righteousness would prevail once again in the church, Lord. Many of the pulpits have been occupied by these men in skinny jeans, and they're just not preaching your truth. They're not preaching Amen. Your word. And I pray, Lord, that you would remove them. Lord, if they're not willing to submit to you, Lord, take their lampstand away. Get them out of those places where they're polluting the people, Lord. Many of the people are sitting in the church, and they're not even saved. They don't even know you. They think they're actually probably doing you a favor by going to church on Sunday. So, Lord, we pray for the salvation of the church, and we pray for those that have walked away from the truth, Lord, and they're not speaking the truth. They're not teaching the truth. We pray, Lord, that your conviction would be upon them. And Lord, again, if they're not willing to stand up for what is truth, where truth and righteousness would prevail once again behind the pulpit, we ask that you would remove them and take them out of that position and replace them with your righteous individual, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, John. Thank you, John. Jeff Klein.
Producer, if you go to, we're going to go back to Joshua again tonight. Joshua 24, verse 14.
It's up there, Jeff.
Okay. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood,
mm-hmm.
and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord, our God, he is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove them out before us, all the people, even Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore, we will also serve the Lord, for he is our God. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you. After that hath he had done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourself that Amen. Ye have chosen you the Lord to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses.
Amen, Jeff.
Top of the page, a little subtitle at that part of Joshua, it says, choose you this day. Amen. And one of my footnotes that Pastor Bill has in here, I've written in this Bible for 20 years off his sermons. He put this, love mercy, do justice, and walk humbly with the Lord.
Amen. Lord, I come
to you right now, and just we, as we gather here tonight, we acknowledge you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I am. And Lord, we need you now more than ever in this nation. Lord, I just ask that, as it says in Joshua, ask who we will serve. Lord, I ask your Holy Spirit to sweep across this nation in these dead churches. And Lord, we do know there's some good pastors in this nation. But Lord, I ask you to wake up them dumb dogs that cannot bark. And Lord, if it takes a godly kick, give them a kick, Lord. Get them moving off the porch and out of the church house. Lord, we just need that revival to sweep across this nation right now. We believe that you've got us in an area of time for such a time as this, for the church to move and a mighty sweeping across this nation, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, but we also thank you for your anger and your wrath and your fury. And Lord, we know you've got to be angry with what's going on down here in this nation today. Lord, we just ask that we need that Holy Spirit, a mighty moving, and we just ask you to do this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well done, Jeff. Valerie. You have to unmute yourself, Valerie.
Oh, and Coach, real quick, yes. We got a song for the end. Jonathan's got one, an old hymn. It'd be fitting if you got okay. time.
All right. Glenn, come on in while Valerie figures it out there. Go ahead, Glenn.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we just... I just thank you, Lord, for those that have gathered here tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we just, your word says that where two or three are gathered, Lord, there you are in the midst. So we know your Holy Spirit hovers over this group tonight. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, that through all the cesspool of evil that we are facing and that we deal with day to day, Lord, that we would not lose the joy of our salvation. We can become overwhelmed sometimes, Father, with just the amount of evil and that we face, that we see happening around us in the schools, and in our government, and sometimes even in the churches. So Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus tonight, and I bind the strong man over the evil spirits, of this convention. Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. You know, a senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, O Lord, are on high forever. For behold, your enemies, O Lord, for behold, your enemies shall perish, and all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. The righteous shall, however, Lord, shall flourish according to your word like a palm tree, and he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God, and they shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there's no unrighteousness in him. So, Lord, we just thank you for your word tonight, Lord. We thank you for the promises of your word. And so we stand, and we stand on them, Lord, and in the belief, Lord, that you will deliver justice on behalf of your people. And, Lord, we just ask your forgiveness for our sins, Lord, and just help us to do right by you. And I just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bless you, Glenn. Bless you, Glenn. Mel.
Father God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, tonight we pray Psalm 10 to vindicate and obtain justice for the innocent, unfortunate, poor, helpless, and oppressed. I'm going to be reading Amplified Psalm 10. Why do you stand far away, O Lord? Why do you hide yourself, veiling your eyes in times of trouble? In pride and arrogance and wicked, hotly pursue and persecute the afflicted. Let them be caught in the plots which they have devised.
Amen.
For the wicked boasts and sings praises of his heart's desire, and the greedy man curses and spurns even despises the Lord. The wicked in the haughtiness of his face will not seek nor inquire of him. All his thoughts are, there is no God, so there is no accountability or punishment. His ways prosper at all times. Your judgments, Lord, are on high, out of sight, so he never thinks about them. As for all his enemies, he sneers at them. He says to himself, I will not be moved, for throughout all generations I will not be in adversity, for nothing bad will happen to me. His mouth is full of curses and deceit, fraud and oppression. Under his tongue is mischief and wickedness, injustice and sin. He lurks in ambush in the villages. In hiding places, he kills the innocent, like the abortion that's happening in Chicago. He lies in wait for the unfortunate, the unhappy, the poor, and the helpless. He lurks in a hiding place like a lion in his lair. He lies in wait to catch the afflicted. He catches the afflicted when he draws him into his net. He crushes his prey and crouches, and the unfortunate fall by his mighty claws. He says to himself, God has quite forgotten. He has hidden his face, and he will never see my deed. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up your hands in judgment. Do not forget the suffering. Why has the wicked spurned and shown disrespect to God? He has said to himself, you will not require me to account. You have seen it. You have noted mischief and vexation, irritation, to take it into your hand. The unfortunate commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked evildoer. Seek out his wickedness until you find no more. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. O Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble and oppressed. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to vindicate and obtain justice for the fatherless and the oppressed, so that the man who is on earth will no longer terrify them. Amen.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Amen, Mel. Wow. Wow. Moderator.
All right. I don't have anything. I'm just going to say a prayer. All right. Lord, I ask that you help us, cause us to want better repenters, better and more powerful prayers, that we would be strengthened and encouraging of others. Lord, please reveal what is in our hearts that is keeping us from having a greater relationship with you. I submit myself to you, Lord, to examine me and reveal to me my weaknesses. Lord, thank you for the many blessings you've poured out, and thank you for the many corrections that you've given me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Blessings, Chad. Gino.
There Thank you, can you now?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Father, for this prayer time, Lord. You know that there are people here have been coming to you with heavy hearts, telling you things that's been on their minds. And we rely on you to answer these prayers. And for those of us who have heavy hearts and may not have the words to say and how to say them, Lord, we just know that you know. And that Jesus will be our mediator and that he will say the right words to you, Lord, that he understands that's in our hearts. And we just thank you for that. And then, Lord, open our minds of this nation. We have become stoddish, Lord, as you told the Israelites as they were journeying in their 40-year journey to the promised land, that my people become stoddish. And Lord, help us to wake up and open up and understand, because I fear, as I've been watching this convention, Lord, our leaders, as you said in Isaiah chapter 3, starting with verse 4, our leaders are becoming like children. They don't understand. They don't know what's going on. Many of them just listen and follow. They don't even know what they're following, Lord. And I just pray the Holy Spirit will work on each and every one of them to open their minds, and that, Lord, they will see the truth. And help us all to tell the truth and show the truth, Lord. And we just thank you for your love. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Gene. Claudine.
Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving us Jesus to show us the power and the glory that he had and taught his disciples, just like he is teaching us, that we have within us, Lord, that we can use to fight in your army, to defeat the enemy. Lord, help us to see with the eyes of Jesus, to hear with the ears of Jesus, and to speak with the sword of truth, just like Jesus. Help us to be convicted, to be emboldened, and to use the Holy Spirit through us to do your will, to bring your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, you have shown us so much and how you have been working to defeat the enemy, using people to break down their strength, Lord, and empower us. We ask that continued power to pull us through to the next phase of the destruction of the enemy. We love you and we praise you, and we pray that each of us can be able to do your will through obedience and trust and faith in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, Claudine. Thank you. Judah.
Yeah, this will be Ephesians 5:1-20, reading from here in a prayer. Now, follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant and offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be any obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such as a person is an idolater, has an inheritance into the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you. As I say that again, let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. Do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them.
Amen.
It is the shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything is exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated must become a light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs of the Spirit. Sing and make music for your heart for the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. These are words. So we speak these words to all those people that are in Chicago at the DNC right now. We pray that the Holy Spirit encompasses them, floods that building, is with every single person. Everyone can see the left lane and the right lane. We give them honor, Father, that they know your name. They know your name. And those people that are on stage right now, their tongues are tied. Confusion is being brought into the crowd. And we just thank you, Father, for your power and your love and your authority. We just love you and praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Judd. A little bit of international flavor here with Dan Woodcock. Come on in, Dan.
Father God, I thank you for all the miracles in my life. Help me to recognize and celebrate them daily. Fill my heart with joy. Guide me to spread this joy to others. In facing evil, grant me strength and wisdom. Protect me from bitterness and harm. Let your peace guard my heart. I trust in your justice and mercy, knowing you will handle all evil according to your will. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. Bless you, Dan. Say hi to your girls.
Coaches.
Bring up a song line. Somebody had a song they wanted to close with.
This song would be fitting for tonight, Coach. Here, he's got it.
Does he have it? Have you given it to him? Yep. Okay, bring up Psalm 9 for me. Let me finish here with Psalm 9. Well, my wife's going to read it. You got to know she's sitting there beside me. Go ahead, honey.
I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen.
Yes.
Thou hast destroyed the wicked.
Yes.
Thou hast cast out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructor come to a perpetual end. And thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial has perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord will also be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. That lifteth me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in my salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. And the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgments which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hand. Hidigeon Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God.
Amen.
The needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah.
Selah.
Man.
Amen. Amen. Jonathan, go ahead and play. God bless you all. Thanks for being with us tonight. We'll close with this. Go ahead, John. You are ashamed of me and what I say, the Son of God. It's not a man will be ashamed of them when he's ready for a fight.